Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will. This is a collection of empowering stories about resilience, positive thinking, overcoming obstacles. It provides you with some role models and some great advice for navigating your own way through your life's challenges. One of those challenges is losing someone you love. And today's stories are from a widower and a widow who share with us how they found an activity after death that made them feel a lot closer to their late spouse. In our first story, Steve Coney tells us that his wife, Jen, committed suicide 3 years ago. He says, "It left a deep and profound hole in my life and that of my daughter. In the months following her death, I found myself in a dark place that felt devoid of hope or light." Then Steve found a simple black folder that contained more than 24 comfort food recipes in his wife's handwriting. They spanned their years together and had everything from katsu chicken to chocolate chip cookies. His wife had written comments in the margin about each dish as well. Some of the comments regarded the recipes, others were humorous observations made at the time about their creation. Steve started making those recipes, and some light started penetrating the darkness he'd been living in. He says, "As I gathered and mixed ingredients per my wife's writing, 100 memories of standing next to her in the kitchen flooded back. As the meal cooked and the aroma filled the house, I recalled dozens of warm memories from our past family meals. Slowly but surely, with time and the help of that simple black folder, I have dug myself out of the dark, hopeless place I had fallen into. In the end, I learned that sometimes the longest lasting expressions of love and affection can be nothing more or less than a really good meatloaf recipe."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cindy Hudson has another story about finding a way to feel closer to her spouse after his death. In her case, it was gardening, because Randy had been an enthusiastic gardener. At first, Cindy didn't go near the garden. Randy had died late in the fall, and for the first few months, she was busy with all the stuff you do after a spouse dies. But then in late winter, the daffodils bloomed. Cindy says, "Years before, Randy had planted dozens of these lemon yellow bursts of color in strategic places around our yard. To him, they served as beacons of hope, a promise that light and warmth would soon replace cold and dark. Looking at those daffodils, I thought about how Randy had considered our garden a living work of art, strategically choosing plants so we'd see new blooms every month." Then she noticed all the weeds and decided it was time to get to work. The garden had been a low priority at the end of Randy's life anyway, so it needed a lot of work, pruning, weeding. Cindy's daughters suggested she hire someone to do it for her, but she wanted to do the work herself. She says, "In some way, I needed to do the work myself. Randy had always found that working in the garden was a pleasure, an antidote to his structured corporate life. No matter how cold or wet it was, the fresh air and physical activity energized him. She discovered that working outside in the garden helped her feel close to Randy, and she often asked him questions. How much fertilizer should I use on the roses? Where do I clip the hydrangeas to get the same beautiful, huge flower as you did? Are these new shoots weeds or something we want to keep? As spring turned to summer, Cindy found she had done the bulk of the cleanup, and the vegetables were planted, the weeds were under control, and the strawberries had been harvested. She could sit and relax on the back deck without seeing a to-do list in front of her. She says, however, that working in the garden had been a good distraction, something to keep her from dwelling on her loss. Nevertheless, she felt the roots of healing beginning to grow. She focused more on her happy memories instead of the sadness of Randy's last few months. She started to laugh again. When fall came, and it was nearly a year since Randy's passing, Cindy turned her attention to putting the garden to bed for the winter. That helped her see that while a fall and winter garden may seem fallow, it holds plenty of life. Cindy says, "The lush abundance of spring and summer may be gone, but under the leaf piles and deep in the soil and down to the roots of every living thing rest the kernels of what is needed to emerge from a quiet repose, ready to thrive again." Just like Cindy. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, tough times won't last, but tough people will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and of course, it's available as an ebook as well. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website. You'll see the topics we're working on, and you'll also see our story guidelines. We are always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. And in most of our books, almost half of the stories are from people we've never published before. And finally, we at Chicken Soup for the Soul want to wish you all the joys of the holiday season and a very happy new year as well.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.